Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Long before casinos and air conditioning, artist James Hutchison and his wife Joan lived in a tent on the Seminoles' Brighton Reservation. It was in the early 1960s, and the couple had read about the Seminoles' changing ways. Many families were forsaking the traditional thatched huts, known as chickies, in favor of modern concrete block homes. James Hutchison wanted to portray some Seminoles in traditional settings, before it was too late. After conferring with a Smithsonian scientist who had done field work at Brighton and getting approval from the tribe, the Hutchisons made their move. They towed a makeshift cart to the reservation behind their Volkswagen Bug. The cart became their first home at Brighton, which is west of Lake Okeechobee. A young Indian led them to a place where they set up their first camp.
We later found out the Indians called it Mosquito Camp Hammock.
And you found out why, right?
Yep. So we moved ourselves up to Indian Prairie Canal, and we found out Billy Bowlegs was our next-door neighbor. He came by every morning and drank our coffee, and if I had anything to eat, he ate that. He had a garden inside of a hammock, like the old Indians used to do, for protection, so nobody would see them growing things to eat.
You must have seen a lot of poverty out there.
It was awful. They were dirt poor. So were we.
How did you get the Indians to let you start painting their portrait?
Well, that first year, no one would speak much to me. Joan carried little boxes of raisins she gave to the children. It was through the children that Joan got to know the women. But now in Indian etiquette, a man, especially a white man, did not enter a camp unless an Indian man invited him in. So I would stay out in the field pretending to paint, being eaten up alive by bugs, while Joan went in and chit-chatted and gathered information.
After a year, the Hutchisons returned to Stewart to sell some paintings to raise money for their living expenses. Then they returned to Brighton and stayed for 3 more years.
That's what broke the ice. They didn't believe we were coming back. Not only that, we brought a photographer with us who had taken photographs of them. We gave them all photographs of themselves.
That it was the first photograph some of them had ever seen?
Absolutely. They were used to people coming by snapping pictures at them, but nobody gave them a picture. Mothers would bring their children up to Joan and me and show how much they'd grown since we'd been away. I actually had men put their arms on my shoulder, and that was never touched the first year.
By now, the Hutchisons were living in a tent. They bathed in a nearby canal.
Before you do that, you throw rocks like crazy. You'll see snakes running out. Look around carefully, see if there are no gators there, big gators. You jump in, scrub the hell out of yourself, and jump out. At night, we would read, and we'd have a candle in a tuna can or something that we'd put on our stomach and read through the flame. Later on, we found out the Indians had been watching us closely, and they thought we were practicing some weird hippie ceremony.
Speaking of ceremonies, did you witness any Seminole ceremonies?
Nothing that was off limits to white people. I saw part of the green corn dance. They, in fact, invite white people to. But part of the green corn dance is a purification against white people.
That you wouldn't have seen?
No, the bloodletting, I wouldn't have seen that. And I don't think any other white man has, even though you hear people say they did.
What's the most important thing you learned from this 4-year experience?
We were with a totally new environment. People who were really different from us. We did find out they had the same wants, desires that we have, and they loved their families. The young people especially, they wanted Chevys and television sets.
Did they want to leave and go to the big city?
A few of them did, but most of them were frightened of it. Quite frankly, I'm frightened of it too. I would much prefer to live in the middle of the Everglades, but we're quite happy where we are.
James Hutchison is a member of the Florida Artists Hall of Fame. He and Joan live in Sewell's Point. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.